A 15-year-old youngster stands up and he says, "O Abdul Wahid, inni ushiduka anni qad bi'tu nafsi wa mali bi anna li al-jannah. O Abdul Wahid, I am making you a witness. I have accepted this offer from Allah. My wealth and my life belongs to Allah in return for Jannat." Abdul Wahid says, "Inna hadda as-sayfi ashadda min dhalik. وَأَنْتَ صَبِيٌّ وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا تَصْبِرْ وَتَعْجِزْ عَنِ الْبَيْعِ." The tip of the sword is sharper. Realize the reality of what you are saying. It is easy to say, "I belong to Allah." It is easy to say, "I have handed myself over to Allah." But the reality is sharper than that. "I fear that you are just a child. You will not be able to fulfill the dictates of what you are saying." He says, "O Abdul Wahid, I say to you, my life and wealth for Allah in return for Jannah, then you doubt me?" It was Monday. The Jamaat was moving towards Rome. The youngster was first there. His day is in fasting, making khidmat of his satis, his night in salah. One day the companions of Abdul Wahid come and they say, "Tawaswas al ghulam, something has happened to the youngster. Something has happened to the youngster. He's uttering strange things." So Abdul Wahid calls him. On his tongue are the words, "Wa shawqahu ila al-aynail mardiyya. Wa shawqahu ila al-aynail mardiyya." I cannot contain my shock and my desire for aynai mardiyya. Abdul Wahid asks him, "Wa ma hadhihi al-aynaul mardiyya? What is this aynai mardiyya?" He says, "Inni ghafawtu ghafwa, aynimtu nawma, faraitu kannahu atani at, faqala idhhab bika ila al-aynai al-mardiyya, fahajama bi ala rawdatin fiha nahrun min ma'in ghayri asin, fa idha ala shattin nahr juwarun alayhinna min al-huliyyi wal-hulal ma la asifuhu. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَنِي إِسْتَبْشَرْنَا وَقُلْنَا هَذِهِ زَوْجَةُ الْعَيْنَاءِ الْمَرْضِيَّةِ قَدْ قَدِمْ." He says, "I dozed off and I saw some people, they came to me and they said, 'Come with us, we are taking you to Aynai Mardiya.' They brought me to a beautiful garden. In the center of this garden was a stream of water, pure flowing. On the banks of the stream were women of indescribable beauty. When they saw me, they got so happy. They said, 'The husband of Aynai Mardiya has come.' I greeted them with salam and I asked them, 'Afi kunna al-aynaul mardiya? Is Aynai Mardiya amongst you?' They said, 'La, la, nahnu khadamun laha wa imauha.' 'No, no, 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 no. We are just her servants. Go ahead, go ahead.' Then they took me to another garden. In this garden was a stream of pure milk. On the banks of the stream were women who Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described. He said, if her fingernail had to come into this earth, then like how when the sun rises, the stars become invisible. The light of the sun is too intense. If her fingernail had to come into this earth, the sun will become invisible. If she had to spit into the oceans of the world, the waters of the oceans of the world will become sweet. If she had to wave her scarf, the entire universe will become fragrant. If she had to speak, a dead man would come alive." He says, "I saw women like this. They became happy and said, 'The husband of Aynai Mardiya has come.' I greeted them with salam and I asked them, 'Is Aynai Mardiya amongst you?' They said, 'No, no, go ahead, go ahead. We are only her slaves.' They took me to another garden. In it was a river of pure wine. On the banks of this river were women. 'Ansani man khallaft.' I looked at them. They were so beautiful, I forgot everything before them. I asked them, 'Is Aynai Mardiya amongst you?' My anticipation was now too great. They said, 'No, no, 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 no. We are only her servants. Go ahead, go ahead.' He says, then they took me to another garden in which was a stream of pure honey. On the banks of this river وَوِمَنْ أُفْتُتِنْتُ مِنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ وَجَمَالِهِنْ I became entranced and infatuated by their beauty. I greeted them and I said, Is Aina'i Mardiya amongst you? They said, No, no, we are only her slaves and her servants. Go ahead, go ahead. He says, فَرُفِعَتْ لِي دُرَّةٌ مِّنْ خَيْمَةٌ مِّنْ دُرَّةٍ جَوْفَاءٍ All of a sudden, a huge tent made out of pearl rose up in front of me. At the door of the tent was a woman whose beauty surpassed everything before this. When she saw me, she turned around, looked into the tent, and said, أَيَّتُهَا الْعَيْنَاءُ الْمَرْضِيَّةِ هَذَا بَعْلُكَ قَدْ خَدِمْ O عَيْنَاءِ مَرْضِيَّةِ Your husband has come, your husband has come. He says, I came to the tent and I looked inside. فَإِذَا هِيَ عَلَى سَرِيرِهَا قَاعِدَةِ وَسَرِيرُهَا مُكَلَّلٌ بِالدُّرِّ وَالْيَاقُوتِ There she was, sitting resplendent on her bed. Her bed was studded with sapphires and emeralds. فَذَهَبْتُ لِعَتَنِقَهَا I couldn't contain myself. I ran to embrace her. She said, مَهْلًا مَهْلًا Wait, wait. Wait, wait. The time hasn't yet come. فَإِنَّ فِيكَ رُوحُ الْحَيَاةِ The ruh, the soul of life is still in you. وَأَنْتَ تُفْتِرُ اللَّيْلَةَ عِنْدَنَا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ But your iftar of today's roza will be with us, inshallah. He says, then my eyes open and la sabr li anha. O Abdul Wahid, I have no more sabr. I have no more sabr. When the yaqeen of this ummat was made on akhirat, when this ummat aspired for akhirat, when Allah's azmat was in the heart, then the salah of this ummat was salah. Abu Rayhana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu returns from the path of Allah after a long time. His wife waiting for him, beautifies herself. He comes into the home. May I make 2 rakat salah? She says, go ahead. He says, Allahu Akbar. She's sitting, long separation, beautified herself, waiting for him. He starts 2 rakat salah and the next thing is the azan for fajr. When the azan goes, he makes salam, ready to leave for the masjid. Ya Aba Rayhana, ghazawt, wa rajat, wa ta'ibt, amalana minka naseeb. This was salah. Abu Mi'laq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This was salah. He was a trader, businessman. He's going somewhere on business. A thief attacks him. I'm going to kill you. He says, let me make 2 rakat salah. Today, the ummah is in peril. The ummah is in danger. No peace, no rahat from any direction. Yet where is the heart of the ummah going? Send the wealth overseas. Over open investment accounts, migrate. They ran somewhere else before and said it's a land of opportunity. Now they want to run from their back. Why? Because they are targets. Migrate, go away. Protection is in these things. As if the Allah that is there is not the Allah that is here. When this heart will turn away from Allah, Allah's qasam, there will be no peace, no chain, no contentment in this dunya. Peril will be from every direction. His life is in danger. First thing, let me make 2 rakat salah. 2 rakat salah, raises up his hand. Ya Wadud, Ya Dhal Arshil Majid, Ya فعال لما يريد أسألك بعزتك التي لا ترام وبملكك الذي لا يضام وبنورك الذي ملأ أركان عرشك أن تكفيني شر هذا اللص. يا مغيث أغثني، يا مغيث أغثني، يا مغيث أغثني. They called. Their hearts were linked to Allah. They called. The system of this dunya changed according to their dictates. Why this ummah was on its maqsad? Oh my beloved Allah, oh the owner of the glorious arsh, oh the one who does as he pleases, I ask you through your izzat and through your honor which will never perish, and by your kingdom which will never come to an end, and by your noor which lights up the pillars of your arsh, protect me from this thief. Oh helper, help me. Oh helper, help me. Oh helper, help me. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. Who is there that will help the one in need when he calls out to him? Suddenly a horseman is in front of him with a long spear in his hand. He strikes down the thief, killing him. Abu Mi'alak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu turns to the horseman. Who are you? Inni malakum min ahli samai rabi'ah. I am an angel of Allah from the fourth heaven. When you called out, sami'tu li abwabi samai qa'qa'ah. First time you called out, we heard a knocking on the door of the heavens. Second time you called out, سَمِعْتُ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ ضَجَّةِ. There was a thunderous explosion in the heavens. Third time you called out, قِيلَ دُعَاءٌ مَكْرُوبٌ. We realized the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in trouble. I took permission from Allah. Allah accepted my request and I was honored to be sent to protect you. Then he said, give glad tidings to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any one of them who will call out to Allah as you have called out to Allah, Allah will solve their problems. Allah is waiting. When will we learn to take from Allah? O Abu Rayhana, ghazawt wa rajat wa ta'ibt, amalana minka naseeb. She says, O Abu Rayhana, you went in the path of Allah. You strove for a long time. Now you have returned. I am your wife. I missed you. I was separated from you. Don't I also have a right over you? He says, yes, you have a right. But when I said, Allahu Akbar, Jannat and Jahannam was in front of me. I was not aware of you. She says, O Abu Rayhana, I was sitting right next to you. How could you not be aware of me? That was the salah of the ummah. When the qibla, when the rukh, when the direction of this heart was Allah. When they understood my life belongs to Allah, my wealth belongs to Allah. Then the homes of this ummah were homes. The mothers of this ummah were mothers. Today, the mothers of this ummah have become barren. They have become infertile. They have no children. Literally, there are children in the homes. But these are not those children who please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are not those offspring for whom the nizam and system of this world will change. These are not those offspring which drew the angels of the heavens down to this earth. These are not those offspring upon whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were happy. These are those offspring who are murderers. These are those offspring who engage in haram, whose ears are full of music, whose dressing invites the wrath of Allah, whose lives are filled with behayai and shamelessness and immodesty. To whom are we going to complain? In which direction are we going to turn? The mothers of this ummah have no longer remained mothers. The fathers of this ummah have no longer remained fathers. The children of this ummah have no longer remained children. Where is the zamana and where is that period when the mothers were mothers? Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Abu Bakr, the son of Asma, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr. The mother is 95 years of age. 95 years of age. Hajjaj bin Yusuf had surrounded him with his army. The army was 3,000 strong. Abdullah bin Zubair only had 18 people with him. The offer of Sulah was given, that if you want, we will sign a truce. He comes to his mother to make mashwara. Youngster, the mother is 95 years of age and blind. He says, "Oh my mother, the offer of truce has come." This mother looks towards her child and she says, "In kunta kharajta li ihya'i kitabillah famut 'ala al-haqq wa in kunta kharajta li ghayri dhalik fala khayra fika hayya wala mayyita." Oh my son, if you are striving so that Allah's deen comes alive on this earth and the truth of Allah's deen is preserved, then my son, die for what you are striving for. Your death will not worry me. Your death will be a source of pride to me. And oh my son, if you are motivated by this dunya and the desire of victory and the desire of conquest and the desire of lands, then my son, there is no good in you. Whether you are dead or alive, it makes no difference to me. These were mothers who understood their role when this ummah was on its maqsad. The lap of such mothers produced those who would strive for hidayat. Those whose day was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose night was the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who understood their maqsad and their object. My entire life I never even dreamt of this dunya. I never aspired for this dunya. How can I ever raise the sword for this dunya? She says, "If that is the case, my son, then come and embrace me and now go and give your life in the path of Allah." She calls her son closer. And as she is hugging her son, she feels the armor that he is wearing. She says, "Oh my son, what is this?" He says, "Mother, this is an armor, a shield. My son, why are you wearing this?" He says, "Oh my mother, when my life is given in the path of Allah, I fear that the enemies will cut my body up into pieces." 95 years of age, the last meeting with her son, and this woman utters those words which in Arabic literature have become a statement of eloquence. Ashatul madhbuhatu la yulimu hasala. She says, "Oh my son, when the sheep of Qurbani is slaughtered, when it is being skinned and its body is cut up, it doesn't feel the pain. It is already dead." And with her own hands, she removes the armor from the body of her son. 18 against 3,000. From morning till evening, they are unable to overpower them. Finally, the enemy stands on the mountain of Abu Qubais and starts throwing rocks down. One huge rock comes and strikes the head of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah, of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has a little baby. That same Mubarak head which Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would kiss and cuddle also. When the head is struck with the rock, the blood starts pouring till the blood reaches right till the feet. He utters those words, the crux of which is, we are not those, we are not those whose blood from the back will cause their heels to be made wet, referring to those who run away. We are those who will balm our hands with the blood from our chest. In other words, we are those who will embrace death in the path of Allah. The blow of the rock is so great that he falls to the ground until one of the enemies jumps upon him and is about to cut off his head. At that time he says, Asma'un in qutiltu la tubkini lam yabqa illa hasbi wa deeni. He says, O Asma, O my mother, when the message comes to you that your son has been slain in the path of Allah, then do not cry. Do not shed tears. Take pride, because right till the end I protected my deen and I protected my hasab. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَحْيَا أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. This ummah understood its maqsad. The foundation of this ummah was laid on qurbani. Husband separated from wife, father separated from child. Ismail alayhi salam is asked, Fandur madha tara, O my son, Allah has shown me slaughtering you. What is your opinion? Look at the reply, Ya abatif alma tumar. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi has commented on this verse of the Quran. Allah give us the understanding. This word, Ya Abati, we can understand it by way of an example. The father comes to the child and says, my son, I'm going to send you to school. This child doesn't want to go. I'm going to send you to school. So the son says, oh my father, all right, I'm going to go. He doesn't like it, but he knows he's got no choice. So he says, oh my father, I'm going to go. You haven't given me a choice, so what can I do? On the other hand, the father brings the toy that the son had wanted all the time and says, oh my son, I'm going to give you this toy. He says, Papa, Papa, please give it to me. What the first sentence shows displeasure, the second sentence so shows joy. The Arabic language is not a crippled language like English, where the same expression is used for both. Ya Abati, O my beloved father, what choice are you talking about? I was waiting for this. I was waiting for this. You are going to slaughter me for Allah. I'm going to go back to my Allah. Allama Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi mentions a riwayat which supports this tafsir of Imam Shafi'i, where he says, Ismail alayhi salam says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, why are you asking me? If you take my life, I will go back to my Allah. My Allah is better than you. If you take my life, I'm going to leave this dunya and go to akhirat. Akhirat is better than this dunya. Then Ismail alayhi salam says to his father, that, oh my father, he takes off his kurta. This child's tarbiyat, 8 years of age, this child's tarbiyat was made by the mother. He didn't see his father for those 8 years. That was a time when women understood their purpose. The women of the ummah today are looking to the west. The women of the ummah today have become commodity and property that is chucked in the bazaars. The women of today have been stripped of the crown of modesty and shame which Allah anointed them with. Anything of value is concealed. The jewelry is concealed. The pearl in the oyster, in the depth of the ocean. The fruit, the peel around it, concealing it. The peel is chucked out, but the fruit inside is preserved. What respect and honor is there when that precious woman becomes a commodity? That was when women understood their role. Such tarbiyat. He takes off his kurta and he says, "Oh my father, my mother doesn't have anything of mine to remember me with. If you are going to slaughter me while wearing this kurta, my kurta will be filled with blood and this will hurt my mother. Take this kurta of mine and give it to her in this form, so that in the future, whenever she will think of me, she will have something that belonged to me to console herself with." Then he says, "Oh my father, tie my hands and my feet, so that it is possible when you are passing the knife over my neck, that I will kick out and this will hurt you and make it more difficult for you to carry out the command of Allah." فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ And he says, "Oh my father, put my forehead on the ground, face my eyes to the ground, so that I do not have to look into your face and make this task more difficult for you." Like a sheep is tied at the time of Qurbani, the hands and feet of this child who for 84 to 86 years he made dua for, he has to tie it. This is no ordinary ummah. The bismillah of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being made. Millata abikum Ibrahim. This child is placed on the ground. Ismail alayhi salam grabs hold of the hair of his son to lift his head up so that he can slaughter and sever the neck from the body. In doing this, he turns to Allah. "Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if this order of yours is because sometimes my heart turned away from you towards Ismail and you are angry with me, then oh my Allah, let this sacrifice cause your anger to be cooled. And oh my Allah, if this order of yours is to test me, that everything of mine belongs to you and I am prepared to sacrifice it for you, then oh my Allah, accept this sacrifice from me." It is said the angels of the heaven cried out when they heard these heart-rending words of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who then lifted off the knife and started passing it over the neck of his only child. And Allah called out, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا O Ibrahim, you have succeeded. O Ibrahim, you have succeeded. You have shown your love for Allah. Where everything was given for Allah. The life of this ummah belongs to Allah. The wealth of this ummah belongs to Allah. In Uhud, when the near and the beloved of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was slaughtered, his beloved uncle, his body ripped open, Allah Ta'ala sends down the verses of the Quran. Two riwayats. One, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. "Mali araka munkasiran, O Jabir, why are you so sad?" He says, "O Nabi of Allah, my father was made shaheed in Uhud. He gave his life in the path of Allah. And he has left behind much debts. And he has left behind a huge family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Ala ubashiruka bima fa'ala Allahu bi abik, bima laqi Allahu bihi abak. That, O Jamir, should I not tell you how Allah met your father? How the mulaqat of your father took place with Allah? He says, tell me, O Nabi of Allah, bala, tell me. Ma kallam Allahu ahad illa min wara'i hijab. Allah has never spoken to anyone except behind a hijab. Fahya abaka fakallamahu kifahan. But Allah brought your father to life and spoke to him directly without hijab. And Allah said to him, Ya abdi tamanna alayya. O my slave, tell me what you want. I am ready to give you anything. Anything. Allah says, my treasures are open for you. You gave my your life for my deen. My treasures are open for you. Hazrat ji, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that this opportunity of striving and sacrificing for the deen of Allah, the hardships and rigors and difficulty of the path of Allah, going from town to town, city to city, locality to locality, person to person, to link one person to Allah, recognize your Allah, your life for Allah, your wealth for Allah, your living for Allah, your dying for Allah, everything for Allah, come back to your Allah, come back to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, this sweetness and this ni'mat and bounty from Allah, others who are deprived, what is wrong with these people? Are they pagal? Are they mad? Don't they realize their financial responsibilities? He's a millionaire driving around in a Mercedes Benz. What is wrong with him in the jungles of Africa, bitten by mosquitoes, getting malaria, getting sick, separated from his wife, separated from his children? Has he gone mad? لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. The one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah. The day of Eid has come. Ramadan has come. Just to digress a little bit. By Ramadan has come. The month of Badr, when Sahaba strove in Badr. The month of Fateh Makkah, when Sahaba strove towards Makkah. That month has come. How have you prepared? The Ummah is in a plight. This Ummah is in Parashani. Ramadan has come. The month of Qurbani, the month when Sahaba in Badr made Yomul Furqan, when they took the decision from Allah for Hidayat. How have you prepared? By I've made preparations for Ramadan. What preparations? My freezer is full with samosas and bhajiyas for iftar. I've sorted my timings out in work, at work, so that I can sleep a little bit in the afternoon. And I made arrangement with the mutawallis of my masjid to delay asr, so that I can get that sleep. And asr and maghrib, there's not much time left. I prepared for Ramadan. And at night, Quran, Taraweeh, Quran will be read. How can I go in the path of Allah? Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, Quran mutaharrik shay hai. Quran was revealed through harkat, through the rigors and hardship and qurbani of Sahaba in the path of Allah. Quran came down. Some in Badr, some in Uhud, some in Fateh Makkah, some in Hudaybiyah, some on Hijrat. As they strove, as they sacrificed for Hidayat, so that insaniyat, mankind could be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat, and one person could be introduced to Allah. And so that the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be brought alive. Quran came down on their qurbani. Quran came down on harkat. Hum ek sakin jaga mein baith kar ek mutaharrik shay ko zinda karna chahte hai. Ye ho hi nahi sakta. We want to sit still in one place and bring alive the reality of something that was revealed through harkat and movement. It can never ever happen. Ala wa inna rahal islami da'ira faduru ma'al kitabi haythu dar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, Islam is on the move. The winds of hidayat are blowing. The ummah is in harkat. Take the Quran, take the kitab of Allah and move with it. Ramadan is not a month when the ummah sat. Ramadan is a month when the ummah, through its qurbani and sacrifice, took decisions of hidayat from Allah. The whole tartib has changed. The whole sequence has changed. The whole understanding has changed. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this, coming back to what we were mentioning, Ramadan has come, Eid has come, the children of one house are happy, my father is here, my mother is here, Eid day has come, we are happy, the children of the neighbor's house are sad, they are crying, they are feeling the desolation and the pain of separation from their father. Where is your father? My father is in Africa. My father is in Argentina. My father is in Brazil. My father is in the path of Allah. Going masjid to masjid, town to town, calling to Allah. He is not here with us in Eid. This Eid, the saya and the shadow of my father I will be deprived from. My respected brothers, is Allah going to make the tears of that child go to waste? Is Allah not going to make qadar of the tears and pain and sadness of that family who are bringing alive the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sunnah of Sahaba, 124,000 on the plains of Arafat. More than 110,000 died in the path of Allah, away from Makkah and Medina. This is not an ummah that sat. The one striving in the path of Allah and the one sitting at home can never ever be equal. Allah's qasam, they will never be equal. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given virtue over the one striving in the path of Allah, to the one striving in the path of Allah, over the one sitting at home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah addressed your father directly and said, oh my slave, ask me whatever you want. What did he ask? What did he ask? Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that this difficulty of striving in the path of Allah is such a ni'mat, that this is the one ni'mat that the Jannati will ask Allah for. He will see the rivers of Jannat, the streams of Jannat, the hoors of Jannat, the palaces of Jannat. But what will he ask Allah for? Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, give me life again. Send me back to this dunya so that this life also I can get accepted in your path. He says this ni'mat is the one ni'mat the Jannati will ask Allah for, but this ni'mat Allah will not give the Jannati. This ni'mat can only be experienced in this dunya. قَدْ سَبَقَ مِنِّي أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said to your father, O Abdullah, my decree has already passed that this I cannot give you. Once they have passed away from this dunya, they will not be sent back to this dunya. So then he said, "Oh my Allah, abligh mi wara'i, those who are behind, those who have not experienced the sweetness of giving their life in your path, tell them what they are missing. Tell them how you have honored us. Tell them how you have showered your mercy upon us." Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his sahaba that when your brothers in Uhud were called back to Allah, Allah Ta'ala put their souls fi ajwafi tayrin khudrin taridu anhar al jannah ta'kulu min thimariha wa ta'wila qanadil min dhahab mu'allaqatin fi dhillil arsh. Allah put their souls into birds, the birds of Jannat that were flying freely in Jannat, eating of the fruit of Jannat, drinking of the waters of Jannat. They had nests of gold which were underneath the shade of the arsh of Allah. فَلَمَّا وَجَدُوا طِيبَ مَأْكَلِهِمْ وَمَشْرَبِهِمْ. When they experienced this sweetness, their whole lives were given for the ummah. So they said, oh Allah, tell our brothers how you have blessed us. So Allah Ta'ala said, أُبَلِّغُهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. I will inform them on your behalf. Jibreel is sent. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَحْيَ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Do not think that those who have given their lives in Allah's path are dead. Allah says they are alive. We are sustaining them. They are happy with what we have given them. And they are waiting. They are waiting, giving glad tidings to their brothers who have not yet come, that they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. Abdul Wahid bin Zayd wakes up and he says, the youngster wakes up and he says, "Oh Abdul Wahid, la sabr ali anha. I have no more sabr. I have no more sabr. Ainai mardiya is waiting for me." And he gives his life in the path of Allah. Abdul Wahid says, "When I passed by his body, I saw him smiling till the ruh left his body." One alim says, "When I gave this waqia and incident and bayan, one youngster stood up and said, 'Tell me, Moli Sahab, is there only one Aina-i Mardiya? Is there only one Aina-i Mardiya? Or are there many Aina-i Mardiya?'" He said, "Why are you asking?" He says that if there is only one, then I've got no chance. But if there are many, then write my name down now. I am ready to go 4 months cash in the path of Allah. So he said, "Don't worry, there are many. There are many. Allah's treasures are limitless. This ummah was sent to make its day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its life the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our maqsad, our goal, like Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day and night in Arafat, 5 hours. How long can we make dua for? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 5 hours, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not making dua for his wife, not wives, not for Fatima, not for Zainab, not for Umm Kulthum, not for Ruqayya, not for Hassan Hussein. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, O Allah my Ummat, O Allah my Ummat, the oppressor of the Ummat, the sinner of the Ummat, the disbeliever of the Ummat, Ya Allah give them Hidayat, Ya Allah guide them, Ya Allah give them Jannat. Everything was given for this humanity. Everything was given for this ummah. He left behind this legacy of mercy. Allah's qasam, we are not doctors, we are not lawyers, we are not engineers, we are not those who take fakhr and pride over dunya. This dunya was brought to the feet of this ummah. This is that ummah that rose up, went town to town, city to city, alley to alley, gully to gully, person to person, calling one person to Jannat, calling one person to the greatness of Allah, to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our elders are saying, Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim countries, Muslim localities, and the hearts are empty of the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj ummat maqsad nubuwat se khali ho chuki. Today the ummat has lost the maqsad, the cry and the object of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have made zulm on ourselves, zulm on our families, zulm on insaniyat. This is the ummat of masjid. This is the ummat whose mother's laps were the seeds of hidayat for humanity. This is that ummat whose homes were alive with qala Allah and qala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This rope is being given to us. This chance is being given to us. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi with noor, that Allah used him to revive this. Ye qarn e ula ka johar hai. This is the pearl, the jewel of the first century. Stand up, my respected brothers. Naqad, cash, to earn our Allah, to earn our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a way that he is happy with us on the day of judgment. Stand up and give our names. Four months to go, cash in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومطانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك ما أحلمك سبحانك ما أجودك سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا ويا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك عاملنا برحمتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين فأنت أجود الأجودين فأنت خير الناصرين فأنت خير الغافرين فأنت خير الفاتحين إلهنا إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين اللهم أنزل علينا جميعا هداية من عندك اللهم أخرجنا في سبيلك في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها لإعلاء كلمتك ولنشر دينك عاجلا غير عاجل يا قوي يا عزيز يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما يا مونس كل وحيد يا صاحب كل فريد يا قريبا غير بعيد يا سند من لا سند له يا ذخر من لا ذخر له اللهم إنك قلت وقولك الحق ادعوني أستجب لكم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ونعوذ بك من سخطك ونعوذ بك من عقابك ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله